In this question, we're being asked whether it's possible to extend your current employment visa, quit your job, then go on to take up studies full time without actually dealing with the question of immigration status in wake of the change in the rationale for your remaining in Hong Kong. It's not commonly appreciated that when you get an employment visa, you get two privileges. You get the privilege to do the particular job that's underpinning your employment visa in the first place, and you also get the privilege to reside. When you stop working for that particular employer, that is the party that's sponsoring your employment visa, effectively your privileges to work cease at that point in time. But your privilege to reside continues until your current limit of stay expires, or unless the Immigration Department intervene and expressly revoke your existing limit of stay and give you a shorter limit of stay, whereupon you're expected to leave. If you have had your privileges to work terminated as a result of leaving your employment, then effectively the question is begged as to what is permitted activity other than residing in Hong Kong whilst you're in possession of that employment visa. Well, it's not permitted activities to take up a new employment, and it's not permitted activities to join in a business first without getting the consent of the Immigration Department. When you possess an employment visa, it is permitted activity to join in a part-time course of study. It's not permitted activity whilst you're in possession of an employment visa to take up a full-time course of study. So if your rationale for remaining in Hong Kong in the wake of your leaving your job is to take up a full-time course of study, you're going to have to adjust your immigration status from employment through to student. And the limit of stay that you'll get on each occasion will be directly related to your continuing enrolment and your continuing participation in your course of studies. So then moving on to the second part of the question. Effectively, any time that you spend in Hong Kong as a resident will count towards your continuous ordinary residence for the purposes of an eventual right of abode approval. So the test is continuous ordinary residence, showing that you have become settled in Hong Kong throughout this time, and at the point of making your application, you've taken concrete steps to having taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence. Therefore, any time that you spend as a student in Hong Kong, as long as it's part of a continuous period of ordinary residence that amounts to no less than 7 years, and as we've seen, that you can show that it's part and parcel of you having become settled and taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence, then that time spent as a student will definitely count towards the 7 years for the purposes of a permanent residency approval in due course.